This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Chavtes Amid Aleph. Welcome, everyone. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Chayim Shalom Mivari. Okay, so we're discussing the concept whether Kedusha goes off just by itself. The Mishnah said, if somebody says, these saplings should be a carbon only until I chop them down. This talus should be a carbon only until it burns. They have no pidyon. The Gemara asked, they never have a pidyon? Bar Pada says, what this means is, if you redeem them before they burn down, before you cut them, they become holy again. You redeem them until you cut it. If you cut it, then if you redeem it, then it's enough. It's Kedusha goes off. That is the opinion of Bar Pada. Bar Pada holds Kedusha loy paka b'chdi. And Ula says no. He said that it should only be holy until you cut it down. Ula says, once you cut it down, you can't redeem it anymore. Ula is of the opinion that Kedusha paka b'chdi. So Amar Lei Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, Kedusha shebahen lahechan halcha. Rav Hamnuna is asking on Ula. On Bar Pada, Bar Pada says, even after you cut them down, you have to redeem it. But the question is on Ula. Ula said, once you cut them down, you don't need to redeem it. So the question on Ula is, Rav Hamnuna is asking on Ula, Kedusha Shabahen Leichan Hocha. The Kedusha, where does it go to? Where does it just disappear to? And to bolster his opinion that Kedusha can't just disappear, Rav Hamnuna says the following argument. Uma ilu amar l'isha. If a man says to a woman, Hayoim ad ishti, today you're my wife, ulamachar yad ishti, tomorrow you're not my wife, minafka b'loi get, would she go out without a get? No, she would not go out without a get. So just like Kedushas ha'isha does not dissipate, Kedusha on an item, if you are makdish an item, namely in the Mishnah, when you say, Netilois ha'ilu karban ad sheyiktsutsu, talis zu karban ad shetisaref, there is no pidyon, right? So the Gemara is asking, where does the Kedusha just go to? It doesn't disappear. Kedusha can't just disappear. Look in the Ran. The Ran is on the 7th wide line. V'chi Kedusha shabahen lahechan halcha ha'ilach ezuloi svirulei detivka b'chdi. Rav Hamnuna does not agree to Ula that the Kedusha could just dissipate. It's interesting, I was just in Panovich on Thursday. The Panovich Rav held that all the success of the Olam HaTorah after the war is because of this concept, Kedusha Leipak Abachti. So let's say the Nazis killed thousands of Gedolei Yisrael. They destroyed yeshivas. But the Gemara says, with Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon, that when they burnt him with the Sefer Torah, so they said, Rav Chanina, what do you see? Rav Chanina said, I see Gvila and Nisrafim, but Oisilis Parchais. I see the parchment is burnt, and the letters fly off. What do you mean the letters fly off? They're destroying the letters. No, Kedusha loy paka b'chti. Kedusha cannot just dissipate. So all the Kedusha we see in the world today is that when Klal Yisrael made new Gvilin, the Kedusha came back. The success of the Olam HaTorah in the aftermath of the war is because Kedusha loy paka b'chti. It can't just dissipate. It had nowhere to go, but it didn't disappear. And then when you make the kalim for it, now it's housed. So to support this idea, Rav Hamnuna says, if you said to a woman, Hareyat ishti, and then you say, okay, if you say like this, Hayoim ad ishti ulamachar yad ishti, you still need to give her a get. So therefore, what's Rav Hamnuna saying? Just like if you're Mekadesh a woman for one day, you have to divorce her, you still need to give a get. So too, if you say that something should be holy until it's cut down, when it's cut down, you'll still need to redeem it. That's Rav Hamnuna's kasha on Ula. In other words, Rav Hamnuna holds like Barpada that after you cut it, you still have to redeem it. Amar le Rava, so Rava said back to Rav Hamnuna, I don't know what you're talking about. Rava said back to Rav Hamnuna, no, Kedusha is Paka Bakhti. Mi kamadamis kedushas damu kedushas sugaf. Are you going to compare the sanctity of money to the sanctity of that is physical? Kedushas damu paka bechdi. I hold like barpada. I'm sorry. I hold like ula that kedusha of money could go off on its own. You don't have to redeem it. I hold you don't have to redeem it. But by a woman, Kedusha Saguf loy paka bakhti. Kedusha Saguf will not dissipate on its own. How could you say that, just like if you say to a woman, today you're my wife, tomorrow you're not my wife, you would have to give her a get. The reason you have to give her a get is because that's Kedusha Saguf. But if you're makdish an animal, or you're makdish natiyos, and you say you should only be holy until I cut it down, that's Kedushas Damim. Kedushas HaDamim should be paka. Now, why is it Kedushas Damim? Because it's not actually Kedusha, it's just the value of it is holy. Let's see the Ran. The Ran Divrei Hamascha Amrale Abaye. Oh no, we're not up to that yet. So that's the Kasha of Rava on Rav Hamnuna. You're going to bring a raya from Kedushas HaGuf to Kedushas Damim? Says Gemara, Amar Lai Abaye. Abaye said back to Rava, and you, Rava, hold Kedushas HaGuf loy paka? Kedushas HaGuf is paka also. Amar Lai Abaye, Kedushas HaGuf loy paka, bechti. Kedushas HaGuf is not paka by itself. Vatani, we learned in a braisa, Shor ze oila kolamid yom ulachalamid yom shlamim. If somebody says this ox should be an oila for 30 days, and after 30 days it should be a carbon shlamim. So the halach is kol amid yom oila. For 30 days it has kedushas oila. La'achal amid yom shlamim. And there, in this case, it's kedushas haguf. Amai. Why? Why does it become a shlamim? Kedushas haguf nenu. It's kedushas haguf. Upaka bechdi. And it just dissipates by itself. Says Gemara, no. Here, what are we talking about? The Amar. Right, so let's focus on Abaye's question. Rava said you cannot compare Kedusha of an Isha just because Kedusha of an Isha is Loi Pak Abachti. You can't compare Kedushas HaIsha to Kedushas Damim. That was Rava's Kasha. Kedushas Haguf loy paka bechti. Kedushas Damim paka bechti. Rav Hamnuna wanted to say that just like if you tell a woman you're marrying her for one day, you would have to give her a get. It cannot just dissipate by itself. So too, when you're makdish these saplings. So Rava said back, that's not a good analogy. Maybe Kedushas HaGuf is like Paka Bakhti, but Kedushas Damim is Paka Bakhti. So, in other words, Rava saying to Rav Hamnuna, you can prove from Kedushas HaGuf to Kedushas Damim that just like Kedushas HaGuf is like Paka, Kedushas Damim is like Paka. No, Kedushas Damim is Paka. That is what Rava is saying, and therefore Rava is defending Ula. Ula said, Kivan Shaniktatsu Shuv Ein Paidin. So Rava is saying that makes sense because Kedushas Damim is Paka. Abaye is just saying Kedushas Aguf is also Paka. Abaye says Kedushas Aguf is also Paka. Look in the Ran. Amarle Abaye, U Kedushas Aguf Le Paka, Efshir, the Abaye Demaksha Hachi, Polygnami. It could be Abaye who asks this question. He also argues when Rav Hamnuna said Kedusha Lehechan Holcha, Abayi is not defending Rav Hamnuno. Svirle de omer leisha hayom ad ishti v'lemachar I ad ishti d'lemachar nafka b'leget. Abayi maybe argues, maybe he holds, maybe Abayi holds, that since Kedushas HaGuf is Paka, if you say to a woman, today you're my wife and tomorrow you're not my wife, maybe she goes out because Kedushas HaGuf is Paka. Ve'efshir, but it could be no. It could be that even though he holds Kedushas HaGuf is Paka, but not by a woman. Ve'efshir, denehid esrir leil abayda, filu Kedushas HaGuf Paka b'chti, b'ha'omer le'isha, it could be, even though Abayi holds that Kedushas HaGuf is loy paka b'chti, he's moida that if you say it to a woman, she would still need a get. Why? Why would Kedushas HaGuf not be paka? But why would Kedushas HaGuf be paka but not by a woman? V'haynu taimu mishum d'chol kinyan she'eno oilamis kinyan perois b'chod mikri. It could be anything that you don't own forever is only called a kinyan peiros. But a woman, which is a kinyan oilamas, is kinyan haguf. In other words, what Abayi might be saying is that there is a differentiation you can make between the kedusha of a tree and the kedusha of a woman. That by kedusha of a woman, that's actual kedusha saguf. So therefore, that's not paka b'chti. But the kedusha of the tree, of the netiyos, that's not real kedusha saguf, so that could be paka b'chti. So in any event, Abaye is asking, we know kedusha saguf could be paka b'chti. We see it from shar ze oila kol amid yom l'achar lamid yom shlamim. So we say kol amid yom oila l'achar lamid yom shlamim. Amai, why kedushas haguf ninu upaka b'chti? So we see even kedushas haguf is paka b'chti, to which the Gemara says no. Hachal b'may askinon de amar lidmei. Here, what are we talking about? When you said shar zeh oila kola, really? Kedushas HaGuf is loy paka b'chti. Really, Kedushas HaGuf is loy paka b'chti. So why, when you say shar zeh oila kol amid yoyim ul acher lamid yoyim shlamim, you don't mean this shar should actually be sanctified to bring as a carbon oila. You mean the value of this shar, should the money for 30 days should be used to buy an oila, and then after 30 days, a shlamim. You don't mean the actual carbon. Says the Ran, hachanami de amar ledmei, we're going to have a balmum. It has to be the animal's balmum, the ilutam, because if the animal is a whole animal, afilu amar ledmei, even if you say you're only sanctifying it for its money, kadosh kedusha saguf. It's holy kedusha saguf, the kaimelon, because we hold, hamatfis tamimim lebedek habayis, if you sanctify a carbon for, and you say it should go lebedek habayis and not for the mizbeach, midi mizbeach lo yatzo. It does not, it's not extracted from the mizbeach. V'ikaman de amar, there is an opinion, the high peruka, Salik Larava the Srile the Kedushas Damim Paka Bakhti. This answer of Hachabimayaskinan the Amar Ledmei, and the reason it's Paka Bakhti is because you said Ledmei, this is only going according to Rava. Rava's of the opinion Kedushas Damim is Paka. This goes according to Rava that Kedushas Damim is Paka. Aval Barpada, this doesn't work for Barpada. Why? Because Barpada holds that Kedushas Damim loy Paka Bakhti. Aval Barpada akati loy nicha da havaladide afilu Kedushas Damim nami loy Paka Bakhti. Barpada holds Kedushas Damim is not Paka Bakhti because Barpada said, Amar Barpada, Padan chayzois ukedushais, padan chayzois ukedushais, until it's cut, and if it's cut, if you redeem it, it's enough. But that means even Kedushas Damim Lai Paka Bechti. But there is a man, the Amar Vika, man, the Amar Dafila Bar Pada Nicha. It's good according to Bar Pada. Why? I, Bar Pada holds Kedushas Damim Lai Paka Bechti. The Kivan de Makdish Ledmei Askinan. Since we're talking about where you sanctified it for its value, so how is the Kedusha Paka? We'll have to say, we're talking about where you actually redeemed it. Mukile barpada kishapadai. Barpada would have to say, you redeemed it. Umishamhachi, chayla la lachala minyam kedusha shlamim. So after 30 days, the kedusha of the oila is paka. So what does the Ran mean that according to barpada, kedusha's damim is loy paka? How do we know that in barpada, kedusha's damim is loy paka? So the Ran is bringing two opinions over here. Opinion number one, the Ikal Manda Amar, is this goes according to Rava that Kedushas Damim Lai Paka, but Bar Pada holds Kedushas Damim Lai Paka. How do we know Bar Pada holds even Kedushas Damim Lai Paka? But the Ran is assuming that Bar Pada holds that Kedushas Damim is Lai Paka. So he says either it doesn't work out according to Bar Pada, or we'll have to say the cases where you redeemed it. Okay. But now the Gemara is a kasha. The Gemara's kasha is you're going to prove from Shars Zeh, you're going to disprove because Shars Zeh Oila Kol Lamed Yom Ulachar Lamed Yom Shlamim seems to indicate Kedushas Hagof Paka Bechdi. To which the Gemara says, no, we're talking about where it's Kedushas Damim. He said Lidme. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be that the cases you said Lidme, because we have two cases. And one of the cases has to be Kedushas Hagof, and therefore it has to show Kedushas Hagof Paka Bechdi, says Gemara. If we're talking about where you sanctified Lidme, Ihachi, Ema Seifa. Tell me the Seifa. That if instead of saying for 30 days it should be an Oila and then a Shlamim, you say La'achar Lamed Yom Oila, after 30 days it should be an Oila, Me'ach Shav Shlamim, and now it should be a Shlamim. So the halacha is, that's the halacha. After 30 days it's an Oila and now it's a Shlamim. So the only difference is instead of saying now it's an Oila and then it's a Shlamim, you said after 30 days it should be an Oila. And now it should be a shlamim. So that's the halacha. So the Gemara says like this: Yamri bishlama chadav kedushas aguf chadav kedushas damim bishlama. If one of the cases is brisa is kedushas aguf and one is kedushas damim, so there's a chiddush. The chiddush is even kedushas aguf is paka bechti. Hainu de itzruch le latana lemisnei tarti. That's why the Tana had to teach two cases. The Sakidai de Chamina Kedusha Zagof Lai Paka Bechti. I would have thought Kedusha Zagof is not, doesn't dissipate on its own. But Kedusha Zdamim Paka Bechti. I would think only Kedusha Zdamim, Am Tulahachi Tanatarti, therefore I taught two cases. But if you're going to say both cases are Kedusha Zdamim, then why do we need two cases? Ela'i Amrit Ayudi. The idea of Kedusha Zdamim, if you're going to say both cases are Kedusha Zdamim, why do I need a second case? Because hashta yeshloimar mikedusha chamura lekedusha kala paka. If in case A, where you're going from a strict kedusha, namely from an oila to a lenient kedusha, which is a shlamim, which is kachim kalim paka, mikedusha kala kedusha chamura tzrichalameimar. Do you need to say that from shlamim to oila, the shlamim is paka, and then the oila is chal? So this shows that even kedushas Haguf is paka bechdi. And who is it a kasha on? Bar Pada. Lema tavi tiyuf de dara papa. De amra loy paka kedusha bechdi. Let's see the Ran. The bottom Ran. What? Well, because it's nearly identical, there would be no reason to teach both unless one of the cases is talking about Kedushas Agav. Okay. Says the Ran, the bottom Ran on Chav Tesamer Aleph, I Amir Bishama Chada Bekedushas Aguf, Bechada Bekedushas Damim, Hainu Diktani Tarti. Why? Kaloimer, Tatana Seifa, it taught in the Sif Lagulay Reisha, to reveal in the Reisha, Shalai Toimer Davka Kedushas Damim Paka Bechdi. Don't say no, only the Kedusha of money could dissipate. Kedusha Sagov Loi Paka, Lahachi Katani Tarti, Lashminan, Dafil Kedusha Sagov Paka Bakhti. But according to you, who hold that Kedusha Sagov Loi Paka Bakhti, Ella Didach the Srile, the Kedusha Sagov Loi Paka Bakhti, and then you have to say we're talking about Kedusha Sdamim, Mukmaslav Kedusha Sdamim, Tarti Lamali. So, who's asking this question? Abaye asked on Rava, we see Kedushas Hagav Paka Bakhti. Rava answered, we're talking about Kedushas Damim. So Abaye is asking back, V'ois v'itois of Rava. Rava is disproved. Devadai Shamina Mayha. From here we see that Fil Kedushas Hagav Paka Bakhti. In that case, Hilkach l'Rava, the question on Rava is, Loi havelei la'adurei l'Rav Hamnuna. He should not have responded to Rav Hamnuna. Mai kamedamas kedushas haguf l'kedushas damim. How could you compare kedushas haguf to kedushas damim? Kedushas haguf is loy paka b'chti. The amasri le kedushas haguf to hektish loy paka kedushas haguf to isha. Rava clearly holds the kedushas haguf of hektish is not paka like kedushas haguf of isha, but it's not true because we see even kedushas haguf of hektish is paka. What should have Rava said? Elahachi havalei lemeimar. What Rava should have said is not we see kedushas haguf is loy paka because it is paka. But his question should have been, don't prove from Isha, meaning Rava asked on Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said that Kedusha is loy paka bakhti. Right? Rav Hamnuna said to Ula, where does the Kedusha go? It's like Isha, where it says loy paka bakhti. And Rava says, no, there's no differentiate. You have to. Rava said back, you're bringing a raya from Kedushin, that Kedushas Haguf is loy paka bakhti, but Kedushin is Kedushas Haguf, and here we're talking about Kedushas Damim. But what we're asking on Rava now is, no, that's not what you should have said to Rav Hamnuna, that you can compare Kedushas Haguf to Kedushas Damim, because actually Kedushas Haguf is Paka Bakhti. Kedushas Haguf is Paka Bakhti. So when Rav Hamnuna said, where does the Kedusha go to? Just like Kedushas Isha doesn't dissipate, so this Kedusha should not dissipate. And Rav said back, no, that's Kedushas Haguf. He should not have said, no, that's Kedushas Haguf, because actually Kedushas Haguf is Paka Bakhti. What he should have said is, Kedushas Isha is not a good analogy. What should he have said? Elahachi havalei lemerman. This is what Rava should have said to Rav Hamnuna. Duloi dami isha lehektish. A woman is not like hektish. That just because you would have to divorce the woman even though you only married her for a day, that's not like hektish. Mishum de'ein ishus l'chatzon. The reason you can't marry a woman for a day is there's no marriage halfway. Kama shukasavti l'mala. Like I said above, aval hektish isa l'zman yadua. Hektish could be for a certain amount of time. And therefore, since there's... by a woman, you can't marry her halfway, qualitatively. In other words, could you say to a woman, I'm married to you halfway? No. So the same way you can't marry to her halfway, you can't marry her for a duration of time. But Kedushas Haguf could be Paka Bakhti, because you could be makdish something partially. Hilchach Pirchei de Rav Hamnuna lesa. Rav Hamnuna's question does not apply. Rav Hamnuna said, where does the Kedusha go? It's like Rav Hamnuna brought an analogy from a woman. So what Rava should have said back is not that a woman is Kedushas Aguf, because we see Kedushas Aguf could be Paka. What he should have said back is Kedushas Isha is not Paka because in Kedushin L'chatzon. The Hach Braisa Messiah Leila Ula, this Braisa supports Ula. That Kedushas Aguf is Paka. The Kivin the Braisa Muchacha Dafil Kedushas Aguf Paka Bakhti. This Braisa shows even Kedushas Aguf is Paka Bakhti. Kol Shekin Kedushas Damim. Certainly Kedushas Damim. And it seems like the case of the Netiyos Elu Karban is Kedushas Damim. Shemachi Amar Lesa Tehevi Tiyufta Dara Papa. That's why the Gemara is going to say Lema Tehevi Tiyufta Dara Papa. Let's say this is a refutation of Barpada. The Amar Loi Paka Kedusha Bechti. Barpada says the Kedusha doesn't go off on its own. Kloimar, the Kivan, the Al Karchach Braisa Afilu Bekedushas Agufhi. But the Ran is saying that if in this Braisa we see even Kedushas Aguf is Paka Bechti, Tikshi Labarpada. Why? What's the question on Barpada? Because we see in Barpada that if you cut it, you still have to redeem it. Why would you have to redeem it? But even Kedushas Haguf is Paka Bechti. You can't say that, oh, in this case, you know why the Kedusha went off? Because it has because Kedushas Haguf you can't redeem. Kedushas Haguf ain't lo pidyon. If it's talking about Kedushas Damim, then you can't ask on Barpada, because you could say the case is where you redeemed it. So the Ran is throwing in a very interesting point over here. The Ran is saying that this presents a stira to Barpada, because Barpada seems to hold that Kedushas Kedushas Damim is loy paka bechti. So what's the question? Question is, the Braisa holds even Kedushas Aguf is paka bechti, because you can't say that you redeemed it. There is no redemption on Kedushas Aguf. If we're talking about Kedushas Damim, then you could just say, Hachav Mayaskinan, where you redeemed it. Now, Barpada, who says Kedushas Lai Paka Bechti, is he talking about Kedushas Aguf, or is he talking about Kedushas Damim? Here the Ran seems to say, the Ran is saying that we're asking on Rava, that Rava said you can't compare Kedushas Damim le Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Damim paka, Kedushas Aguf loy paka. So we're saying, well, first of all, Kedushas Aguf is paka, but you still should have said back to Rav Hamnuna that you can't bring a raya from Isha, because even though Kedushas Aguf is again, let's take one more look at the Ran. The Ran says that if one case is talking about Kedushas Damim and one case is talking about Kedushas Haguf, so we understand why it tells me two cases. One, to teach that even Kedushas Haguf is paka bechti. But if you hold Kedushas Aguf loy paka bechti, and the whole Braisa is talking about Kedushas Damim, why do I need two cases? So it must be, one case is Kedushas Aguf. We see Kedushas Aguf is paka bechti. Now once we see that Kedushas Aguf is paka bechti, That's not to say that Kedusha Isha should be Paka Bechti, because Kedusha Isha ain't Isha Slechatzon. But in that case, Rava should not have said, don't compare Kedushas Haguf to Kedushas Damim, because Kedushas Haguf is Paka Bechti also. What Rava should have said is, don't compare Kedushas Isha to other kinds of Kedusha to Hekdesh. So basically, Rav Hamnuna's question is not good. Why is Rav Hamnuna's question not good? Because we see even Kedushas Haguf is Paka Bechti. So if Kedushas Haguf is Paka Bechti, certainly Kedushas Damim is Paka Bechti. So now we have a question on Bar Pada. What's the question on Bar Pada? Bar Pada seems to say Kedushas Damim loy Paka Bechti. So we're asking, if even Kedusha Guf Paka Bechti, then now maybe you'll say, well, maybe the Brice is talking about Kedushas Damim. Now, if it's talking about Kedushas Damim, there's no Kasha on Bar Pada. Because even though Bar Pada says Kedushas Damim like Paka Bechti, we'll say this Brice is talking about where you redeemed it. But if it's talking about Kedushas Haguf, you can't say that you redeemed it, because there's no redemption on Kedushas Haguf. Okay, that's the basic cheshbon of Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue Chav Tes Amud Beis. Okay? Shkoyach, everyone. Have a wonderful night. Kol Tov. Kol Tov. Be well. Thank you. Shkoyach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.